Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and now in studio, I'm joined by Pawnee Mental Health Services Executive Director, Robin Cole. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Brady.
It's nice and cool in the studio, isn't it?
It is. It's great in here. It's really hot outside.
Yeah. Got it a nice 72 degrees in the studio right now.
That feels good.
That's where it needs to be. Well, a lot to talk about. There's been some big news that you've had the last couple weeks. I think you first announced it to Raleigh County Commissioners. You've been telling a few people.
Yes, I had a meeting with the Raleigh County Commissioners, Pottawatomie County Commissioners, and City of Manhattan Commissioners. I guess it's been a week ago today. And at that meeting, I let them know that the state of Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services has offered Pawnee Mental Health a grant for $725,000 to open a mental health crisis stabilization facility here in Manhattan.
That's huge. When I first heard about this, I was kind of floored because in a way, I mean, this is something that so you've been talking about it. So many folks in this region have been talking about something like this for, gosh, 5-10 years at least, and to see something actually kind of come together and for it to come from Topeka, no less. I think that was the most surprising thing, because for the longest time when we've been talking about something like this, we've all been pretty much guessing that it would have to come locally somehow, that we'd have to get these funds together. Were you surprised that this came from Topeka?
No, not at all. You know, as you said, we've been talking about this for lots of years. In fact, the Raleigh County Mental Health Task Force, which is composed of people from the courts, from corrections, from the hospital, from Pawnee, from law enforcement, from, you know, community organizations that interact with individuals who are affected by mental health and substance use disorders. We've been talking about this issue for years and have recognized that there was a need for a coordinated kind of a response of all of our parties to best meet the needs of individuals in our community. And it was probably in 2015 when the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services inspected Osawatomie State Hospital and found that the conditions were unsafe and overcrowded, that things really intensified. And if you recall, that inspection resulted in a reduction of beds that were available in the state hospital, and it also resulted in a moratorium on admissions to the state hospital. And so what we saw happening was an increasing number of mentally ill individuals in the community who were coming into contact with law enforcement or who were spending excessive amounts of time in hospitals. And this wasn't just a Raleigh County or regional issue. This was an issue across the state of Kansas. And so it was probably around that time in the beginning of 2016 when we started to have conversations about a regional mental health crisis stabilization facility that would respond to what we saw as being the growing need of untreated mental illness in our communities.
Brady Bowman here with Pawnee Executive Director Robin Cole here on In Focus. Again, phone lines are open. If you have any questions, want to get involved in the conversation, 785-537-1350, talking about a state grant, $725,000 state grant for the first year of funding. After that first year, I imagine a lot of this money will go just to building the facility and getting it started. How does funding work after that?
This particular grant is for startup costs, and it is also for providing care for individuals who don't have health insurance that will pay for the services that are provided. The proposal that we submitted to the state envisioned a model where we would lease a property during this first year and have some remodeling done to that facility. And so the $725,000 will not will not go towards the purchase of a building or the construction of a building, but will go towards the leasing of a facility. And part of why we chose to approach it that way is that in Manhattan, Pawnee Mental Health has three locations. We are located on Claflin Road in a building owned by the county. We have offices on Hayes Drive, and we have offices on Houston Street. And that is not an ideal configuration for us. The reason we have three locations is because we outgrew each location that we were in and needed to spill over into other locations just to have space for staff and to adequately meet the needs of the community. And so our vision is that sometime in the near future, we would be able to consolidate all three of those facilities into one facility in Manhattan. And because that, as a part of the bigger picture for Pawnee Mental Health and the community, it made more sense to us to lease a facility for crisis stabilization rather than to build a facility for crisis stabilization, not knowing whether that kind of a service might be offered out of a facility that consolidated all three of our buildings.
Brady Bowman here with Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole. Again, I know somebody was just trying to call a little bit ago. Go ahead and try again. 785-537-1350. Keep calling. We'll get you patched through. As far as this facility, leasing facility, I guess let's go back a little bit as far as like timeline and when we can expect to see things as start happening and maybe even just a target date on when this facility will be ready for use.
The contract that we have with the state sets a target date of the first of the year for being operational. And so what that means is that we have to hit the ground running on this project.
It's a quick turnaround.
It is a very quick turnaround. And so that's going to take really a lot of effort on the part of our organization, as well as many of the local community stakeholders who have been so involved in this venture.
And we do have that phone call. Let's go ahead and take that call, then we'll go to break. But go ahead, caller. You're on in Focus.
Hi, good morning. I had a question for Robin. I'm in charge of doing some safety training around for our crew here in town, and I've been wanting to get on the topic of opioids, and I was wondering, would you guys have someone that could do that, maybe do any safety talks?
I would say please give me a call. If you could call the office at 587-4300 and ask for information about that. We have a relationship with an organization called CKF. They received a significant grant from the state of Kansas to focus on education and training in opioid prevention and treatment. And so what we would be able to do is to work with you to get you access so that you could utilize the educational services that they're providing as funded through this state of Kansas grant for the treatment and prevention of opioid abuse.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you for calling.
Thanks a lot for that call. Remember, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. If you got some questions maybe think about over this commercial break, we'll come back on the other side with Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.